Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
The football gods are always on the Bears' shoulders.
He's dragged down by Steve McMichael, fumbles. The Bears have it. They rule it. Yes, it is a fumble. And number 99, Dan Hampton, has it for the Bears.
Here's Dan Hampton.
Brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Drive what Hamp drives. Chevy, it's go time.
Always great to have NFL great Dan Hampton, our favorite Chicago Bear, join us. You will hear him pre and post game this Sunday, so we hope you'll be listening. And of course, all of our conversations with Dan are always sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. So, Hamp, I was talking to Kevin about Caleb going home and how many people will be in the stands, people he grew up with, the, you know, extended family, aunts and uncles. And I know being raised in Arkansas, maybe that never happened for you when you were an NFL great, but don't you think that has impact on how much he wants to win this game and how hard he's going to play to ensure that he does?
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, and it is a huge distraction. I remember, you know, you get into the playoff games and then everybody's screaming, I want tickets and this. And I kind of just, you know, didn't want to have to deal with that. But in a situation like this, this regular season game, you know that it's going to be, you know, one of those things. Obviously, you know, the conquering hero comes home and, you know, the second grade teacher. Everybody's going to want to see this. So, yeah, I do not envy Caleb one bit. But, you know, right there at the beginning, it said, you know, the football gods are seemingly always on the Bears' shoulders. They're gonna need to hope that they the football gods didn't get lost during this bye week, because this is going to be a good game, a good test, and you know, we haven't beat a winning team, and this would be a great place to start doing that.
Hamp, we'll see about Jaden Daniels. I think a lot of Bears fans want Daniels to play because of what you just said. We want to see more evidence that this is a quality Bears team, and Washington obviously much better when they have their starting quarterback. But I love this matchup, though, Hamp. With Washington and the Bears, you have the top two picks in the draft this year. Both teams are off to pretty good starts. Both teams appear to have their long-term solution at quarterback, and these are two franchises that have struggled for a long time in building sustained success. There's just a lot of really good storylines with this matchup this week, Hamp.
It really is. You know, Montez Sweat going back, Dan Quinn kind of getting a reprisal of his coaching. Remember, he, you know, was in Atlanta. They blew up in the Super Bowl. Then, you know, he was fired, and so there's lots of really, really good storylines. But the two quarterbacks drafted number one and number two overall in the NFL draft is a huge one. And I sure hope Jaden Daniels plays. And, you know, when you go to the auto show, you want to see the Corvette. You're not there to see the 2015 Blazer. You want to see the Corvette. You want to see the new rig and the goods. And so far, Jaden Daniels has been that. They are the number one scoring offense in football. In fact, they're the only team thus far this season over 200 points, and they've got 218. And things didn't really slow down with Marcus Mariota last week, but he is a different cat, and he brings a different vibe. So it would be a great test. But as you said, these two great franchises have not met, with both teams having a winning record since, I think it was 1991. That's 33 years ago. So, man, it's a long time coming. And I think, you know, just like most Bear fans, we can't wait for 325 on Sunday to see how this goes down.
And they haven't won on the road yet, Hamp. So this is a quality opponent and on the road. We'll see how it shakes out. But what has been your evaluation of Caleb so far through six games?
Well, obviously, and again, you know, he didn't have the luxury of coming into, you know, a warm cocoon. It was an offensive line in total reconstruction. It was a brand-new offensive coordinator You've got some new receivers. You've got some, you know, different scenarios that you can't just say, oh, well, you know, he was really bad early. No, there was a lot of growing pains, and we've seen the last 2 weeks he's had a QBR well over 115, 120, and he's played about as well as you could ever imagine a rookie playing, let alone any quarterback playing, you know, over the last 2 weeks. But, as you said, those were two games. You know, I know it's in London, but it wasn't in Jacksonville, so it wasn't truly a road game. So, you know, he's had some advantages the last couple of weeks, being at home and then, obviously, in London. But, as you said, we haven't won on the road, and these are the last two NFC teams that are unbeaten at home. So if we are able to beat the Commanders, I almost slipped there, beat the Commanders, and beat them at their home, we will be the final team in the NFC with home field advantage. So that would be a great thing. And as you said, there's so many subplots and different, storylines going into this that, hey, I know why they flexed this game to 325. Now, the great Ed Obradovich, not a big fan of the flex. We like going at noon. We like the games at noon. But once in a while, there's a special game. I think this one fits the bill.
How do you think Eberflus has been doing this year?
Just like Caleb, he's growing week after week after week. He's a better coach now than he was in September. And if he's a better coach in November than he is this weekend, then that's all you can ask, and that's what we're hoping for. Remember, a head coach doesn't have training wheels and all that. I mean, hey, you're an assistant for 25 years, and then all of a sudden somebody says, okay, you're the head guy. And there's no manual. You just kind of have to make it happen. And thus far this year, he's done some good things. You know, last year, remember, the defensive coordinator went sideways. The offense was off. He kind of kept a steady head and a steady hand and guided the team to some moderate success late in the season. Now, at 4-2, things are coming together, and you're starting to see the fruition of a lot of the good things that he's put in place. He and Ryan Poles, hey, if they win this game, then there's lots of good things ahead. We got Arizona and the Patriots before we have to get into the tough slate of the NFC North. So as far as, and it's funny, every week this is the most important game of the year. Well, you can make a case this could be as important as any game we'll play the entire season.
Always great to catch up with you. We'll be listening to you on Sunday, you and OB. Thanks for joining us, Ham.
Thank you, Lisa. We start at 2 o'clock and let it all hang out at 3:25, because this is going to be a barn burner. Go Bears.